Michelle Kennedy with the National Predators joins us now. Michelle, how are you ahead of all the snowmageddon stuff?
I'm great. It's perfect. It's going to be perfect weather for hockey. What better to have going on outside than some frozen precipitation to set the right stage for a hockey game, right?
Indeed, absolutely. What are the plans for tomorrow's game with the Utah Mammoth?
So we just sent out a communication to our Smashville loyal members informing them that as of now, tomorrow's game is going to be played as scheduled. And we're looking forward to safely welcoming fans to Bridgestone Arena to watch a great hockey game and also to celebrate alongside Roman Josi, who I think everyone's heard by now. He played his 1,000th game last night, and we have a great ceremony planned to celebrate him. The communication also identifies a reduced rate to stay at Omni downtown if somebody wants to take a staycation and avoid any potential inclement road conditions. And then we've got some 50% off select concessions. You know, we want everyone to come down here as safely as possible and enjoy the game. Would also encourage people to stay posted to their social media, our social media platforms. You know, if anything changes, that's how we can communicate in the quickest way. We're not anticipating that, but you never know. I mean, this looks like a pretty brutal storm, and we're, you know, we have various considerations. So we'll continue to monitor it. We're doing our best at being meteorologists over here.
That's not an easy job, is it?
It is not.
To do all that. I just to know, very rarely, right, do professional teams cancel games? Because I don't think there's a lot that gets canceled throughout even history.
That's right. If you have hockey players here and you have officials here, we'd love to have a ton of people here to watch it, but if you've got those elements, players and officials, you have what it takes to play a hockey game.
So as of right now, everything is scheduled for Saturday.
That's right.
All right, very good. Michelle, what's it? We had Greg Wyshynski on from ESPNNHL.com talking about Roman Josi. Just the rarity of having a guy playing 1,000 games in the same uniform is so rare, with so many players complaining and want to move on and I don't like this and that. I mean, this guy is a treasure, is he not?
He is a treasure. You said it. He is such a special guy. This has been – it's been so fun. His family, he's got his mom, his dad – his brother, a lot of his folks have come in from Switzerland to see him. They were all so excited last night wearing their Roman shirts. It's just, he really is so special. My story in Smashville began about the same time his did. I came here in 2008 and he was drafted that same year. And I've just seen him accomplish so much. You know, I feel like he's grown up in front of my eyes. And he went from an 18-year-old draft pick to the heartbeat of our organization and to this community. You know, he's got so many hockey accolades, world championships, all-star games, Stanley Cup final, Norris Trophy. He's now an Olympian. It's been great watching him succeed at such a high level on the ice, but it's been just as fun watching him evolve off the ice. He has become an elite husband, an elite father, an elite philanthropist in our community. It's really just been such a great privilege to be a small part of his journey. His positive impact on this organization and this community is absolutely profound. And there is no one that I can think of who I would rather celebrate and who's more deserving of all of the attention than he is. He's a super special person.
Absolutely. Michelle Kennedy's on the line with us. Yeah, you mentioned Roman Josi there, and I believe the Preds media team online kind of showed the softer side of Roman Josi a little bit with his kids announcing the lineup card last night before the game and such. It just goes to show you he's a complete player on and off the ice, and I assume there's some stuff that is to be presented to one Roman Josi before tomorrow's game.
Yes, there will be an on the ice ceremony before pregame, so make sure that when you come down to be a part of the snow globe that will be Nashville, come early and get in your seat before the game starts, because you won't want to miss that pregame ceremony to watch him be celebrated as the first player to skate in 1,000 games for us. I mean, it really is special for him. It's special for us. It's, you know, all of us who have been a part of it, and including all Smashvillians in this whole community. He's been just a gem, and come on down and watch him be celebrated tomorrow.
Yeah, you mentioned Roman Yossi's the celebration, obviously. And then, you know, not too long before this all took place, Steven Stamkos celebrated 600 career goals as well. There was a celebration for him. And now that he had his 16th career hat trick last night, it's got to be fun watching this team go throughout the rest of this season.
You know, it is. And last night, you know, especially in the third period, the will that that team had, they were not going to let their captain lose on his 1,000th game. And, you know, the swagger that is back in Stamkos's skate stride is unbelievable. You know, the guy is a fully integrated part of this organization and this community, and they're a tight-knit group. You know, I think to overcome what looked like it was headed a game that was looked to be headed to in a very bad direction last night, and you could tell that those guys had a great time together, cared a whole lot about each other. And again, they weren't going to let their captain lose his 1,000th game.
And they did not. Michelle Kennedy from the Nashville Predators is with us. Looking ahead, one of the best events all year long, the Globetrotters are in town next weekend. And look, they are as good now as they were last year, 10 years ago, 30 years ago. But, Michelle, you guys have a hidden gem, and that's F&M Bank Arena in Clarksville. And I understand the Globetrotters are going to be there next Friday.
They are. January 30th, they're going to be at F&M Bank Arena, and then they're going to be here at Bridgestone Arena on the next day. So we've got a cool back-to-back, an hour up the road. And you're right, F&M Bank Arena is a hidden gem, and I don't think it'll be hidden for very long. People will see what a wonderful one, and they already have, but I think it will become a prominent place for a lot of different shows to route. But get up there on the 30th and see them at F&M Bank Arena in Clarksville. Find your favorite player, then truck back down here and see them the next day. And then we've got, you know, two more February 2nd, February 4th home games before we jump into the Olympic break. And don't forget that you'll be able to watch our guys in the Olympics as well. We have four Olympians, and our trainer is also the Olympic trainer for the U.S. So we've got a lot of representation in the Olympics. February 5th, as our team goes to play the last game before the Olympic break in Washington, we're going to host Rascal Flats here. Then on February 14th, we have a Nashville Hoop Showdown between Ohio State and Virginia. So never a dull moment in Smashville, guys.
You got that right, Michelle. Preds outside of the wild card spot by 1 point. There's a lot of fun hockey coming up at Bridgestone Arena tomorrow at 2:30, pregame starting at 1:30 here on 102.5 The Game. Michelle, appreciate the time, and we'll possibly see you tomorrow.
Absolutely. You guys stay warm.
Thank you. You too.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Are you going to the game tomorrow?
I don't know.
Look how
yet.
Pleasant her sign off was, too,
I know,
right? Most people just slam the phone down on us.
Elegant, wonderful.
Very, very pleasant sign off. We like that.
Yeah. Not just, hey, see you, bye.
We had on, I remember who it was that Chase and I and Greg Polk had on years ago, the guy from NASCAR, and I forgot his name, and he's on speakerphone, or he had his phone up and he went to slam it. And he hit the speakerphone, and it dropped on the – I mean, it was just this chaos.
So I assume Bud Adams 2.0?
Oh, it was worse than that.
Oh, man.
It's like, have a great day. He's like, yeah, sure. Bam! It's like, bang, bam, 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 and phone drop. I was like, oh, man.
No, but that sign-off right there, Michelle Kennedy, top-notch.
Pure class.
Yep.
Pure class. Speaking of pure class, what's coming up next?
Oh, class. Well, you know what type of class it is. It's celebrity birthdays, and what day is it?
And we're not going to waste your time.
Not at all.
Nope.
Not a second. So it's coming up next right here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5 The Game.